Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Thursday. Yes, Thursday. Welcome to Therapist Tip Thursday. I'm so excited to give you another tip on how you should see your mental health. Last week we talked about grief, and so this week I want to talk about depression, because I think a lot of times as we navigate through life, and you know, we have a lot of things going on, we struggle to define and to even ask ourselves, are we truly depressed? And so I want to give you some tips of the two different types of depression that can take place. So maybe not just for you, you can identify, are you depressed? But maybe you think, you know, you have a family member or a friend or maybe a coworker or a colleague that you feel like maybe dealing with depression, but you just don't know. And so I want to talk about smiling depression versus categorized or diagnostics of depression, right? So we know that depression comes in various forms, but these two forms are pretty much the main categories, and then everything else comes underneath those things. So when we talk about depression, we automatically think of Igor. I call it Igor versus Tigger, right? So Igor, if you are familiar with Winnie the Pooh, Igor is the one that we see all the time. No energy, tone of voice is very monotone. Oh, Pooh, right? They have no energy. They struggle to move or to participate in activities. They always seem to be complaining or sad or indifferent. They just feel like they want to be a part, but it's taking all of them just to be in that space. And so we call those our Igors. And usually we know that those people are depressed, right? They're staying in bed. They lack energy. They lack the willfulness to even do anything, right? It's a struggle to get them to do anything. The basic things, even getting out of bed to comb their hair, brush their teeth, take a shower, right? We know those people are depressed. And so we call those clinical depression. We call those the people that we can clinically have sound doctoring, sound facts that, hey, this person is depressed. Like, we can give them the test and they are passing the assessment, right? And so those are the people we really want to pour into, right? That we see all the time, that we're like, man, I just want to love on that person. Man, I want to support that person, right? Because they're depressed and we see it. But there's another side of depression that we are just now really exposing to the world and making it a society norm. And these are the people that we talk about when we make the statements, check on your strong friends, or check on the friends that's always doing things, right? Guess what? Those are people who can be depressed as well. You know, the friend who's always volunteering to do any and everything. You know, the friend that says, hey, whatever you need me to do, call on me. Here I go, right? They have a mystical spirit. They're like, here I go, here I am. Choose me, pick me, I can do it, right? Those are also the friends that are always ripping and running and have all these great things going on. And we find them just doing all these marvelous things and doing them so well in such an excellent way. Well, we'll never check on those friends. But can I tell you that those friends are suffering from depression too? I call those the Tigger friends. And if you're familiar, Tigger had a moment of depression that nobody, I don't think this episode has ever been aired as frequently as it should be, where Tigger says, I'm the only Tigger in the 100-acre wood forest. Tigger had a moment where he realized, like, in order for me to survive, I gotta keep moving. I gotta keep pressing. I can't let it go. And guess what? Tigger was dealing with depression. But because Tigger had so much energy and Tigger was willing to help Pooh and Piggly and Rabbit and Igor and everybody else in the 100-acre wood forest, nobody checked to see how Tigger feel being on the Tigger in the 100-acre wood forest. Nobody checked to see why Tigger was so hyped. Rabbit would always say, Tigger, slow down. Calm down. We would see that all the time. And we may have a friend where we said that to. Hey, slow down. Why are you doing so much? Why do you volunteer for so much? And they say, well, I just need to make sure that I'm leaving my mark on the earth. Or maybe they just feel inadequate if they don't do anything. Can I tell you that those friends are depressed too? And we call that smiling depression. That's a clinical term. It's called smiling depression. We smile and wave in order to get through the day, in order to press forward, in order to get to a place that we feel adequate in earth. And so even though it may look like that person has it all together, it may look like they have life sewn up and they're willing to press through and they have it where they are willing to deal with those low moments. Can I tell you, dealing with those low moments for them is being available to everybody else. That means that they numb themselves to their own feelings. They allow activities, situations, volunteerism. They allow everything else to come into play before they even think about themselves. They literally occupy themselves with various activities so they wouldn't have to deal with their emotions. They won't have to deal with themselves. And can I encourage you to check on those friends too? Just as much as you check on the friends that act like equal, that don't want to get out of bed, that seem like they have no energy, they have the monotone voices of woe is me. Check on your strong friends. It's not just a cliche. It's not just a saying. It's truth. Because those are the friends who we don't see that can commit suicide, who are on the brakes of committing suicide. Yep, those friends. And then we find ourselves wondering how and why. And why we didn't see it. And maybe it's because we've labeled them something that we should. Mislabeling can also get us to a place where we ignore people crying out for mental health help. So yeah, take time out to check all your friends, not just the ones who are given the clinical picture book of depression, but the ones who are always busy, always working, always pressing through, always giving you the positive response. Check on them as well, because those are the friends that we find who are thinking about suicide, who are attempting suicide, who are self-harming themselves. Those are the friends that are trying to figure out how to maintain this happy face. Hey, this is another Therapist Tip Thursday, and we can't wait to continue to break the stigma of mental health in our nation, in our country, in our communities. And hey, if you haven't done so, go ahead and like, share, subscribe, and follow Jesus Plus Therapists on all social media podcasts, on all social media and podcast platforms. This is going to be an absolute great time as we continue to work on our mental health. You don't want to miss those tips. So go ahead, follow us today.